This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Buzz Ulrich. Becky Rognes is a confessional Lutheran, the wife of a seminary student, and a woman who has been involved in political life since she was old enough to vote. She also serves in the United States as the communications director for Indiana Right to Life, as well as the communications manager for Allen County, Indiana's Right to Life chapter. Noting that the decision by the United States Supreme Court, known as Roe v. Wade, was made in January of 1973, Becky Rognes says, from her perspective as a 25-year-old woman, it looks like adults may not have initially known the breadth of that judicial ruling.
I'm not sure folks realized that it would be on the books so long, but here we are 40 years later, and we still have legalized abortion in our country. And it certainly is a stain on our society that, you know, we're letting unborn boys and girls be, you know, ripped out of their mother's womb, be chosen for abortion by their mothers. Oftentimes their fathers are encouraging abortion as well. Perhaps the fathers don't even know that they there's a child out there that they helped conceive. So it is certainly tragic that it's still in the books.
Rognes says during the month of January, the subject of abortion receives more attention than the rest of the year in the United States.
It's not talked about. Abortion isn't talked about that much. I mean, certainly we heard about it during the election, but women who have had abortions aren't out there talking about that much. So it's really a silent stain on our society that we're letting it happen. There's some estimates that as many as 1 in 3 women in their lifetime will have abortions.
Right to Life organizations see the issue of abortion as taking a life, not something lesser.
A lot of people don't want to look at the baby in the womb as just that, a baby, a child, a human being. You know, early on it was, oh, it's just a blob of tissue. It's just something growing. It's an abnormality, almost like a cancer or a tumor. And that certainly isn't true. I certainly think that technology is on our side.
Becky Rognes can talk about this issue from a young Lutheran and women's perspective. She, as I said, is 25 years of age, and realizes the scientific advances made since 1973 are helping the pro-life stance.
In my generation, we've always seen ultrasound pictures. I mean, this is just part of what we see now in the 4D technology of ultrasounds. I mean, it's really incredible, and it's becoming much, much harder to deny that, especially if you're not looking at it from a Christian perspective, but just looking at it from the science of, you know, what's growing inside a woman's womb, it's certainly a baby.
The heart of a growing baby begins beating within 20 days of conception, according to the examination of technologies now available. Rognes says it's harder for anyone to deny such information, but abortion advocates try to use language to counteract the scientific evidence of young human life.
But they are using language like choice, reproductive health. In fact, Planned Parenthood now is saying that they found their own polling is showing the word choice doesn't work so well with their people. So they want to move away from that and just talk about it as a personal decision. And, you know, we care for women and everything. You know, women need to make this choice with their doctors and their families. And every situation is different. And they're right. Every situation is different. But in every situation, there's a baby.
The Indiana Right to Life has a standard practice of helping the pregnant woman maintain a healthy way of living through the 9-month process of giving birth. Rognes says women really can get past the stresses of abortion because of Jesus' mercy.
We have a message as Christians, as Lutherans, that we can encourage women to, you know, repent and receive forgiveness from Christ, you know, offer repentance, and find true healing. And the healing doesn't come from not thinking about it or pretending like it didn't happen, but finding forgiveness at the foot of the cross.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.